FM 90.3 WJTL. I have Ellie Holcomb on the line. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning. It's so good to be here with you this morning.
Oh my gosh, you sound so good. That voice, girl. You can see Ellie Holcomb live February 12th, Colonial Theater. Are you a sci-fi movie lover?
I think I pretty much love almost all movies, and sci-fi included. Yes.
Really? I have never seen this movie, Ellie. The film is called The Blob. Have you ever seen the film?
No, I've never seen that one.
Okay. Well, you'll have to tell Drew, because The Blob was actually filmed at the Colonial Theater where you're playing on February 12th. Yes.
Okay, this is so great. We're going to have to watch it before we go.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't watch it. Maybe it's like super scary. Like that I should have previewed that film before I told you that.
That is awesome. Well, I'm so excited. I've actually been to Lancaster growing up. I had friends with family who lived in the city, and so we've been there to tour, of course, before, but I feel connected from my young age of like middle school, I think was my first time to visit. So excited to come back.
Well, it's a gorgeous spot, and I know that you're going to be great with Drew, because you guys have been doing some collabs for a long time. Parenting, playing. Congratulations to Drew and the Neighbors. They just played on
CBS Mornings on Saturday morning. It was the sweetest thing, because we actually got to watch that live with his whole family, because we were doing a makeup Christmas because of COVID cases that were in his extended family. And so we were all there and watched it live. It was pre-recorded, but it's been a really beautiful thing. There were a ton of new listeners that like jumped on Spotify and Apple Music and all of that. So we feel so, so grateful.
Well, you guys are going to be together. Are you doing solo, or are you going to do?
Yeah, it's kind of like, so there's this thing in Nashville called In the Round, mm-hmm. and it's sort of where you're trading songs and telling stories, and it feels like you're in somebody's living room. And that's what this show is. It is like, perfect. I'll play some of my songs. Drew's going to play some of his songs. We'll play songs together and we'll tell stories and laugh. We keep it very real and authentic and mm-hmm. raw. And it is one of my favorite things. It feels like all the things that I love. We get to bring our kids on the road with us. We're together doing music together, and then inviting other new people, friends, old friends and new friends into that feels like about almost everything that I love. Oh yeah. And then the travel and getting to experience every other city and different True. Places and hear people's stories. I just love it so much.
That's amazing. You can see them live. Drew and Ellie Holcomb, they're going to be at the Colonial Theater February 12th, Saturday. Tickets are available. And, you know, you can also visit WJTL's Facebook page and just click on her link, and that will take you to all her socials. Again, the show is at 8 o'clock at the Colonial Theater in February. I talked to Ellie last week about your fighting words, and we came together in a Zoom and shared our own fighting words. This is 100 days of speaking truth into the darkness, girl. There's some truth that has got to be spoken. You must have seen that void.
I think for me, there was a friend of mine, it was over 15 years ago, who was battling depression. And there were so many lies that she was believing about who she was, about who God was. And in that conversation, I realized there are so many lies that I am believing. And I just realized it's not enough. Like, it's very important to acknowledge the lies that we believe, but it's not enough to just do that. I needed to replace the lie with something stronger than the lie. And that is the truth of God's word and his love for us. And so it has been so beautiful to walk right up to the darkness in my own heart and in my own life, right up to the darkness in the weary world around me, and speak truth and light and life and hope. And it has changed me, Nick. It has changed me from the inside out. Memorizing scripture, that's sort of the invitation of the book, is to just like bury some treasure in our hearts, bury light. Like, it's like having an ever-present source of light from within you. Even in the darkest night, that light shines forth, that truth shines forth. And as it turns out, the light is always stronger than the darkness. Amen. Always, always, always. If you're in a dark room and somebody turns on a flashlight, what do you see?
You see the light.
You see the light. And so it's just been, it's been an amazing thing because it didn't necessarily take away my friend's depression, but it's given us that solid ground to stand on when the shame storms roll in. Ooh. And it has been such a joy to invite other people into that sort of process of sitting at the feast of God's word and eating and drinking our fill.
Amen. Fighting Words is out and available. It's gorgeous, Ellie. This is my favorite blue, like this midnight blue. Ooh. It reminds me of the song Constellations, just looking at it, which is one of my favorite songs on Canyon. And I've had this on my refrigerator. That's right, because your God have a firm grip on you. I'm telling you, don't panic. I'm right here to help you. Isaiah 41:13. Ellie, when you sent this my way, I put it right on my refrigerator.
I love that so much. That's a, you know, that is the verse that really anchored the song, I Will Carry You. We were writing a song for, you know, our little girls, helping them know that whether they're having their best day ever and they're doing great, or they are at their very worst in a pile on the floor, that they are held and loved by the God who made them. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting when I was, when we were writing this, I stumbled across that verse. And then in the NIV, it says, I am the Lord your God. I will carry you to the very end of the age, even to your gray hairs. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is the truth that I need to hear too. Yeah. There's so much, I think, as adults that we carry, as parents, as people raising children, that the weight of that responsibility and the beauty of that responsibility. But man, before we are parents, before we're adults with responsibilities, we are first and foremost beloved sons and daughters of the Most High God, and He has a firm grip on us. And so I think sometimes I'm carrying, I don't know about you, Nick, but there are days where I just feel like I'm carrying like all the things. And it has been such a beautiful invitation to carry those to Jesus and to set them down at His feet, and to know that He's strong and capable of carrying us and the other people that we are carrying in our lives. And I'm just so grateful for it. And I hope the song is a reminder to people that they can rest assured that they are in strong and capable arms. They can collapse into the marvelous arms of Jesus.
Girl can preach right there. I love it. That's Ellie Holcomb. You can see her live, and her husband, Drew, is coming along as well. February 12th, that's a Saturday night, 8 o'clock, the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. So excited. Track 10 is I Will Carry You on the Canyon album. So we'll play that as we go back to the music. I know you are running out here, but I have a couple more things I want to mention. The Canyon album out now, and the Canyon vinyl, gorgeous. Did you choose that? It's so beautiful.
I did. You know, the record came out of, you know, a season of both personal, like a personal journey and counseling of grieving some of the hardest things in my story. I'm a 7 on the Enneagram. I do not like pain at all. I'm not sure anybody like loves pain, but as I visited those deep wounds, I encountered the empathy and the tenderness of God. And I learned that even in our deepest place of pain, that there's that river running through deeper than our deepest sorrow, deeper than our deepest ache, and giving us a reason to sing even in the valley.
Wow.
And when we sing in the valley, when we can rejoice in the valley, because we have a reason to, because we're not alone. Amen. And it's not the end of the story. Amen. Our voice is multiplied. And it's actually multiplied. It echoes off of every broken piece of the walls that got you down to that point. And so when I was writing this record, I was like, I have to be dancing in a canyon. I have to be dancing in a canyon. So it's the first time I've had a really clear image of what I wanted to communicate, is we always have a reason to sing, even in the pit of our lowest place of pain or brokenness. And so I'm like twirling in a pair of fancy boots and a dress.
I was just going to, I have to ask you a question about your fancy boots. But first, what like struck me really about that video is here you are dancing in the canyon. It's desert, it's sand, it's, you know, a representation of really hard times. And for you to take handfuls of sand and throw them in the air in a victorious way is like so gorgeous. I just thought, man, take that in the face of what God is doing in our lives, you know?
That's so good, Nick. I love that. I haven't even thought about that metaphor, but that is, God takes nothing and makes everything. We are made from the dust.
Yes.
And he can make everything beautiful. And so I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful that whatever our suffering or sorrow or brokenness is, that doesn't get the final word, because God can remake and renew anything. And I've seen him do it over and over in my own life and my own story, even through this hard season that we've all been in. He is moving and he is at work and he is alive.
Amen. We're talking to Ellie Holcomb, and you can find out more. Click on WJTL's Facebook page. Just go right through to Ellie Holcomb. You can also go to ellieholcomb.com. To wrap up here, I got to find out about those white boots. You were getting really close to the water in those white boots, and I was like a little bit nervous for them. Did you ruin them in the making of Canyon?
The white boots are solidly ruined. Yes, I went hiking in like a pair of like fashion boots. It was so, I actually had to order another pair, but I kept my old ones because I think they speak of, so they tell the story of, I feel like, what my journey has been. And so they're still at the top of my closet. I just was like, I can't get rid of these. They tell so many good stories about how God is with us. There's still beauty, even in the deepest places of pain. So, but I did, they went on sale and I ordered a second pair. Yes, there was cactus and rocks and we were climbing mountains. Yes. It was intense.
So. It was really, really makes for a beautiful video. And your music is gorgeous. The backdrop of your music together with that is just spot on. Ellie, well done. We're going to go into your new song, I Will Carry You, spinning across the nation right now. And we so appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks so much, Nick, for having me. I love your radio station and I look forward to seeing you guys.
Yes, we'll keep letting the folks know. Back to the music here on WJTL.